And in the third undergraduate year, you could either do experimental physics, carry on the way you were going, or you could do theoretical physics. And I said, well, I'm quite interested in the mathematics of theoretical physics, but I was also interested in experimental physics. Could I do them both? And the tutor, when I picked him up off the chair, he said, well, yes, you know, we've not really done this before, but if you would like to do that, we'll do it. So I did both theoretical and experimental physics. And that's probably where I picked up my mathematical expertise. One of the areas that was offered was under a chap called Jack Powles, who was a reader at the time, a reader in physics. And he had offered this third year project of building an NMR system for detecting underground objects. After that project, I obviously formed a link with Jack Powles. I knew some of the people in his group already. Plus, I'd done rather well in the final examinations and ended up with a first. And so it was pretty well automatic. You know, he said, would you like to come and work with me on NMR, which I accepted. I was highly honoured to, you know, to be asked, to be honest. The names that were common in the laboratory were Bloomberg and Purcell and Pound, a famous paper which helped to kick off the whole business of NMR. There was Hahn's paper, and of course we were using Hahn's spin echoes in those very early days, and people before me, before I started research in Jack Powell's lab, people were using Hahn's spin echoes to study the properties of liquids. So there was before us quite a number of important papers and important contributions, which really started the whole business. And of course, without them, we would have had nothing.